Everybody get ready for Stephen Whitehead and Smash It Back Punk and Other Junk.
All right, thanks, Skip. It's 11 o'clock Friday night here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242, and you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. You can also go to kgnu.org and afterfm.com, find the archives. We're going to start off tonight with something poppy from the Vandals.
Well, I know. home rest until it's torn apart. And we still defy you, and we won't give in. We'll stick two fingers in the air for everyone to see. And we still defy you, and we won't give in. And we still defy you, and we won't give in. No, no, we won't go away. We're all here to stay, 'cause
think of madness, this is all nonsense. I just can't believe them. Men and women, everybody stands.
All right, 11:15 here at KGNU. Just heard from a band out of Belgium called Chainsaw. That was a track called Nuclear Apocalypse, taken from an album called Everything Is Ish Punk in Brussels, 1977 to 1979. It came out on Sub Rosa Records in 2014. And it's got a lot of really cool stuff on, a lot of cool different bands on there. And I like that one, Chainsaw, Nuclear Apocalypse. Before that, we heard from a band out of South Shields, England, The Angelic Upstarts. That was from their 1982 7-inch Never Say Die and We Defy You, and that was a track, We Defy You. That was taken actually from a compilation called the EMI Punk Years. And before Angelic Upstarts, we heard from Anti from their 1982 album, I Don't Want to Die in Your War, out on New Underground Records. That was Fight War, Not Wars, from Anti, or Anti, I should probably say. These guys are out of Los Angeles area, South Bay, 1979 on. I played them last time on my show, last time I did a show. And I guess I'm kind of in a groove with those guys. Before that, we heard from DRI, of course, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles. That was Argument, Then War, from their 1985 album, Dealing With It. Came out on Metal Blade Records. 25 tracks of Dirty DRI. And before DRI, we heard from a band out of Manchester, England, going way back, 75 to 82, and then they kind of came back together in 2015, and they're still going, apparently. And that was The Drones with a song called Bone Idol. And originally came out in 1977, but this is from the Drones compilation, the albums, which came out in 2020 on Captain Oi Records. I'm not sure what a bone idol is. Just trying to figure that out, studying the lyrics and whatnot. But you know, you can give me a call, 303-442-4242, or send an email to dj@kgnu.org. Started off tonight with band out of Orange County, out of Huntington Beach. Started back in 1980, The Vandals. And this is from their 1998 album, Hitler Bad, Vandals Good. It's a track called Come Out Fighting. Those guys were in the movie Suburbia. Pretty poppy, upbeat, kind of positive stuff, I thought. Start off the show tonight, Come Out Fighting. So the show's kind of informed by the world events going on right now, and we're going to continue on here with something from the Restarts. Smash it back.
Yeah. Everybody in this world, all the little boys and girls, you're destined for a nuclear funeral. Every
There's the soothing sounds of Agni detonating over the Thar Desert by Earth. Bringing us to 11:37 here. KG New Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Hey, I just got a request for some Subhumans. Awesome. That's good timing. That was the Subhumans right there with Who's Gonna Fight in the Third World War. Taken from EPLP. Came out in 1984. That's featuring their first four EPs: Demolition War, Reason for Existence, Religious Wars, and Evolution. And those all came out like one after the other. So looking them up today: December 81, April 82, July 82, May 83. What an awesome output from the Subhumans. Before that, we heard from band out of Connecticut from 1981. That was Lost Generation with a track called Nuclear Chaos. And before that, we heard from a band out of LA, current band, formed in 2017. This is a band called Total Massacre, giving us some outraged political hardcore. There's a little review of them from New Noise magazine. It says their records should come with a best of compilation of Nazis getting punched. That pretty much sums up Total Massacre, I guess. Anti-fascist, anti-racist, anti-capitalist. Had a couple bad words in there, but I think I got them out. And we also heard from D.I. with an uplifting tune called Nuclear Funeral. That was from their 1983 album Team Goon, which came out on Revenge Records. We got Casey Royer and Rick Agnew in D.I. after they were in Adolescence and Social Distortion. And something I recently learned about DI is that they're from Fullerton, California. I wonder if my co-host here at Smash It Back, Dave Fuller, knows that. I wonder if he's ever been to Fullerton. I'd go to Whiteheadton, if there is one. There might be one in England or something. I don't know. Before DI, we heard some super lo-fi recording of Japanese band out of Kyushu, Japan, from their 1984 cassette. Indignation, that was a band called Confuse with Hate War, No War, Effin' War. Some crunch-laden noise, punk, grind, death stuff. And before that, we heard from a band out of Bangkok, Thailand, called Chaos of Society. That was a track called ACAB, taken from a compilation, Myanmar Resistance, supporting food, not bombs, for Myanmar. And we started off this last set of Smash It Back with The Restarts, street punk band from East London. They're kind of newer too, from 1995, excuse me. This is from their 2003 album, System Error, out on Havoc Records. I kind of played that for myself because I am a big time waster. Hope I'm not wasting your time with this show. We're going to move on now with the rest of it. Smash It Back.
They said that we were trash. Well, the name is Crash, not Clash. They can stuff their punk credentials. It's them that take the cash. They won't charge enough for their festival tour. RAR badges in their protest wall. Fans of white men standing in a park. Objected to ISIS, declared in the dark. Black man's got his problems, he's right to deal with it. Tonight, pull yourself up with your white liberal sh**. If you care to take a close look at the way things really stand, you'll see we're all just niggas to the rulers of this land. Punk was once an answer to 2 years of crap. A way of saying no, we'd always said yep. The moment we saw, oh, watch me free. They invented a dividing line through credibility. The qualifying factors of politics and class. Lefty match I see fighters with his cars. Except for the racism, a camera on the street. It was down to form and fashion for the social elite. Bigotry and blindness, a Marxist god. Another clever trick to keep us all in line. Need little labels to keep us all apart. Keep us all divided when the travels start. Upon a Jew, vicious minus violence, got offers nothing new. Left wing violence, right wing violence, all seem like the same. Bullied fighting, it's just the same old game. Boring politics still get us all shot. Left wing, right wing, you can stuff the lot. Keep your petty prejudice, I don't see the point. Anarchy and freedom is what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, running out of time here on Smash It Back. That was The Virus with What Do You Want? Taken from their 2017 album System Failure. Before that, we heard from Rich Kids on LSD, RKL, from their 1985 album Keep Laughing. That was a track called Think Positive. Also heard from The Ruts, In a Rut, one of John Peel's favorites from back in 1979, and a couple D-beat bands, The Verruckers, with All Systems Fail, and of course Discharge from their debut LP, Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. That was the title track. Also heard Crass and White Punks on Hope. Hey, check out Andy Zicklin's show from last week. Stay tuned for Dr. Decibel. My name's Stephen Whitehead. We're going out here with Pairs. They'll be playing at the High Dive on Sunday. Fun Drive starts tomorrow. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Alabama recording studio Muscle Shoals started in the late 60s, was home to many musicians from Aretha Franklin to Paul Simon, the Staple Singers, Joe Cocker, Bob Seger, the Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan, just to name a few. Known for its all-white rhythm section that everyone took to be black, the studio created a unique sound, heavy on bass and drums. It was one of its first studios to be integrated. As one musician said of the studio on the banks of the Tennessee River, it's like the songs come out of the mud. It's always the river. It's a holy place. It's a place of music, a place of people, the river that sings. Come visit this holy place of music with Sam Fuqua and me, Ginger Perry, Tuesday, March 8th on the Morning Sound Alternative at 9:30 a.m. here on KGNU Community Radio.
It's been a long time coming.
Hi, I'm Kirk Larson with the band Kessel Run, and I like to get down after dark with Dr. Decibel on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
You can call me Dr. Music on the radio. sounded something like this.
Shake your hips, baby.